You're listening to Talking About Business. Here's Alan Hill. So, can you become an entrepreneur? Take the test. Have listened carefully to these various points. And frankly, if you're looking to become an entrepreneur, you need to answer them honestly. These are the things that I've distilled down that work, that successful people have. First of all, self-confidence. That's very important to have confidence in yourself. You'll be surrounded by all sorts of people that are generally bigger and more powerful than you. That can be businesses, local councils, tax officers, goodness knows where else. So having the right confidence to push forward against people, particularly when you're dealing with pen pushers and bankers and that sort of thing, is very, very hard. You need to be able to believe in yourself and your ability, and you need to be able to achieve everything that you put your heart and soul into, quite frankly. I think one of the things that I've come across is that you need to be emotionally stable as well. It's not going to be an easy journey to becoming wealthy. There's all sorts of things in the way, things that you'll never think of in 1,000 years. I mean, you can do the best spreadsheet, the best planning and whatever, and you should do, but there'll always be things that get in your way. And if you're the sort that falls at the easiest hurdle, then you're not going to get on very well, to be honest. You need to be aware of that in advance. You need to be aware that things are going to go wrong. And I think above all, there is no room for emotion in business. And I know business people get accused of being cold, heartless, and unemotional. There's a reason for that if you get emotionally attached. I've seen too many businesses where people have gone, oh, well, I love this business, it's my baby, or I put so much into it, it's my heart and soul. That's usually the time to get out, in my view. Do you like a challenge? You need to be basically a risk taker. You can balance the risk as best you can. You can analyse it, you can work out the pros and cons and what will happen. But at the end of the day, there is risk, and if you're easily scared or perhaps better, you have an affinity for challenges, tasks, problems, then you are likely to be a better entrepreneur. You need to like a challenge. What comes with challenges, though, is patience, and the journey isn't an easy one. There's no two ways about it, so being patient, that's a good thing to have. If you're someone who's quick to give up or quick to get frustrated and angry, then you're going to have a very hard journey. Lots of difficulties will arise, and you definitely need patience. One of the things I was saying is that you need really good taste. Now, I don't mean that if you're tasting chocolate or tea or something, but you need to be able to think out of the box a bit, want better things all the time. Really, you should be a bit of a perfectionist and never be satisfied with what you've got in your business. You can add very easily. I'm sure that I could walk into any business and add 5% to the bottom line straight away. You don't want to be carrying dead wood, and that could be staff, that could be product lines, that could be advertising. You need to spend a lot of time getting things perfect. And if you are a perfectionist, you do like things to be right. That's not just about, you know, putting things out tidily and whatever, having a tidy website or a tidy shop or whatever, but actually thinking how things can be improved all the time to make them perfect. That will have a serious positive effect on your bottom line. You also need a creative mind. You don't want someone who just follows trends. You should be one that starts them, I suppose. You need to be somebody who says, wow, where do you know, your friends say, where did you get that idea from? Oh, you've always come up with ideas. You've always got these ideas. Do you remember that thing you said? That's on the telly now. They've done this, they've done that. Don't worry if something that you invented or thought of years ago is now available. That just means that you had that idea at the right time. For various reasons, you couldn't do it at that time, but things are also downright easier now than they've ever been. So, yes, by all means, look at other entrepreneurs and ideas and so on, but look at how you can improve somebody else's ideas. You also need to be, well, flexible and adaptable, sort of the watchwords there. There's a very fast-moving world out there. Business is changing incredibly fast. Again, look at things like PayPal, the speed of the internet and so on. It's amazing how many changes there have been, and you need to be able to be very adaptable, very flexible at all times.
Thank you for listening to Talking About Business with Alan Hill. Don't forget to download my free daily newsletter at mynewsletter.online. That's mynewsletter.online.